This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Oh, what a show we have for you coming up. It's the Hotel Transylvania skyscraper and dark money. Sounds like an episode of what's happening in Washington, D.C. We're talking about FBI agent clashes with the Republicans at a chaotic hearing. We're talking about a name that we've heard bandied about in D.C. Now, there's crazy finger pointing going on, and I'll tell you what, there's some crazy name calling too as well. I'm saying must see TV. And we're going to get into also the immigration debate, because has this debate ever left us? So joining us right from the get-go, he's in our virtual green room. That would be the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I am good.
I like that. I am good. I'm waiting for the time when you come on and you say, Kate, I don't know.
that'll
in India.
That's right. That's coming up.
You're going to India again?
I go twice a year, whether or not. Mm-hmm.
The best. Hey, so we should tell everyone, did you start going to India after you were done with serving time?
Yes, in fact, you can imagine. I'll give you three guesses. The first two don't count who suggested I go do it.
Okay. I'm going to say Ellen. Yeah, Ellen Ratner.
Ellen Ratner, and I went over to the land of the Dalai Lama where he lives and met with him, and then spent about 3 months there and recharged my batteries. And, yes, it was after about a year or, two years, because I was on probation after I got out of prison.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and so that changed your world, right?
Oh, it did, and I've taken probably 10 people over there since then, and it seriously changed their world. In fact, one gave up her law practice and teaches now, I think, in Vietnam, teaches school.
Wow.
So, yeah.
We need to take a show
over there.
We're going back. Yeah,
right?
We're going. You're going to have to drag me back. That's, I just have that feeling for sure, mm-hmm. Definitely. Let's talk about this FBI agent and what happened on the Hill there, because Storch testified publicly for the first time since he was removed from Robert Mueller's team following all those texts from last year. What was that like?
Well, he's now visited, right, the House and the Senate, and the House was extremely controversial. It kind of blew up when Congressman Louie Gohmert from Texas, said to him, how do you look in the mirror when you lied to your wife, meaning the affair, because he this is where his girlfriend got these texts that, we got to stop Trump, et cetera. And she was with the FBI as an attorney. And he said, how can you look in the mirror when you lied to your wife? And now basically trying to say, he was lying to them. And he brought up the affair. And of course, one of the congresswomen yelled, you're off your meds to Louie Gohmert. So, It was fascinating, but that was the clash point. But also other members clashed with him, and bottom line is he was very angry. He was, very stern, very angry with the whole thing. But it's, with her not showing up, now she's going to show up the day after, and she, refused to show up for Congress. The whole thing, look, wasn't the end of the world, but it doesn't look good either. He didn't have clean hands in this. You're not on an investigation, and then I don't care for what purpose, to look good to your girlfriend or whatever. You don't write things like you, and that's what I think part of it honestly was. Trump's got to be stopped, et cetera. He said, look, there were layers above him and layers below him, so he couldn't do anything individually. But if you have an agent and they are on an investigation and they want to maybe twist some things, should that be allowed? Then you have to go back and double-check them. He had a big clash. He held his own, but I'm going to tell you, I think that he didn't look that good.
Yeah, he didn't look good. I mean, that's one of the little clips that I could see of what was written about it. It just looked absolutely horrific to me. I mean, reading the text out loud at one point, and there was some nasty language in it, nasty.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I started off with all of the movies that are coming out, like the Hotel Transylvania mixed into Dark Money and everything else.
Exactly.
Reminds me of that.
TV, right.
Yeah. Speaking of kind of surreal TV, how about this FEMA report that showed that it was unprepared in Puerto Rico because they underestimated food and water and what they would need and how hard it was going to be? And you know, you've seen what's happened in Puerto Rico. Do we really jam them up? Who do you blame for that?
Oh, I think FEMA itself is overwhelmed. I'm not going to defend if they were this far off as they were. Yes, a bit of incompetence also, and these are disasters, but they're far off. We dealt with Katrina, and I have to tell you, it was just a nightmare after a nightmare. They didn't have enough of temporary housing. If you went down to this one area, we went down there, and there were, I think, 2,000 units just sitting there, but they couldn't free them up, bureaucracy, you know, the whole nine yards. So I don't think FEMA is ever totally prepared. I mean, they do a decent job, but I think probably everything that could go wrong in Puerto Rico went wrong.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that goes to what do we owe Puerto Rico? And, of course, they're U.S. territory, so they should be afforded the same, I guess, rights that we have.
Well, yes, you know, and people kind of do forget that. It's a good thing you mentioned. I mean, it is a territory. I don't personally believe we should have territories in 2018, and I think some people feel like that, but we do. And as a result, we have Puerto Rico, and we have to take care of it. Either, you know, we take care of it, or then it's cut loose and it's not a territory anymore, or it becomes a state, one of the three. So it's in that kind of what I call the flux situation, and we do have an obligation to make it as whole as humanly possible, but it will never be made completely whole. I mean, here in, you know, in domestic United States, it's never made whole after these. They do the best they can, but there's never, you know, 100% refurbishing of anything.
Yeah, no, there is not. Absolutely.
Right.
Hey, what do you make of this? You were a congressman, and you know people called to interview you, and you dealt with the media. Did you see this thing with Sacha Baron Cohen, that what he did with Ted Koppel, that he disguised himself as a wounded warrior in a wheelchair, went to his Maryland house with a camera crew last November, had oxygen tank hanging from the wheelchair, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I don't know that he knew this, but Koppel's wife has COPD. So, you know, he's familiar with that whole thing. And anyway, he tried to engage him and apparently became a big deal. And this was that whole duping, you know, fake, phony thing. You didn't have to worry about that, really, when you were in Congress. Now,
oh, I got caught in it. In my first, I think, 30 or 40 days, I got caught in one of those.
You did?
And,
who was it?
Oh, it was horrible. I hate to even bring it up. It's one dark spot. I was about, I think, was in the first 100 days of contract with America. I got a phone call. I was taped. It wasn't TV. I was taped. It was a college Republican teenage magazine. Then they asked me to say something off color about Hillary Clinton. And I said, I can't say something off color. This is a teenage Republican magazine. They said, well, just tell us something off color. So I did. And Sonny Bono, the late Sonny Bono, said something. He said that she was, I don't know, comparable to a dog. It was something. Two other members said something. So Inside Edition built it up as four of the most powerful members of Congress. Now, I've been there 60 days.
Right.
Four of the most powerful members of Congress say something about the First Lady. So we apologized. I sent flowers, and I got yelled at by my chief of staff.
That's brutal. Perfect place to end this. Thank you so much, former Congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Back with more.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and
back by marriage, popular demand, the Hubs. Paul joins us again here on America Tonight for a couple of segments to talk about what's happening, including we're going to dive into the man cave and movies. Hi, Paul.
Hello, America. I will be here for all 6 segments tonight.
You won't. Oh, I've created a monster.
Romancing the microphone. Because Kate Delaney is tired tonight.
I am not.
Mr. Jocelyn had to convince Kate Delaney to do her show. So Kate Delaney is not the hero you deserve. She's the hero you need. Or did I say that backwards?
All right. So for all the program directors that are listening, I have not lost my mind, and this show is still solid. So don't worry about
6 segments.
A follow-up to Bob Ney. Bob just sent me something, because hopefully you heard what he said to me at the tail end of the last segment. I asked him if he ever got caught in a Sacha Baron Cohen kind of thing where he was duped, and he said, oh, yeah, and he sent me the article. Howard Kurtz did something in 1995, and he said it can be told members of Congress will answer an inane question to get their names in print. And it said, interviewed by Republican Beat, the GOP mag for teens, freshman lawmakers and other GOP types opined on such queries as, do you think Hillary Clinton is pretty? Is it okay to kiss on a first date? If Charles Barkley played Jesus one-on-one in basketball, who would win? Oh, our poor friend Bob Ney was quoted. He wrote, I think she's attractive. This is what he said to these people who duped him back in the 90s. I think she's attractive, but she does kind of have big hips. Ouch. That's why he had to send Hillary Clinton, then the first lady, flowers after that was quoted all over the place. But some of the other people, Joe Scarborough, who was a congressman, a Republican, of course, from Florida, who you now see on the air with his wife, Mika Brzezinski, he said, I don't know if pretty is the word I would use for her. That's what he said. J.C. Watts, the congressman from Oklahoma, said, oh, I think she's cute. He was probably the smartest one of the bunch. So it was a scam, and they were quoted in the middle of this whole thing. And they must have been steamed, but once it's out there, it's out there. Nay said Bob Nay, who we just had on, and we have him on a couple times a week, said he kept saying over and over that Hillary Clinton is pretty, but the interviewer pressed him, doesn't she have big hips? And that was the whole thing. So he's saying they kind of goaded him into it. But, geez, some of these responses are brutal. The Reverend Jerry Falwell, in the same people, and Ralph Reed, who's been a guest on the show, executive director of the Christian Coalition, weighed in on the Jesus versus Markley showdown. Reed said it might be close, but Jesus would win. Jerry Falwell said Charles would be in serious trouble. And this was just a phony baloney interview. So, I don't know, maybe it pays to ask for credentials. That's why we have my husband on the show. I am an Emmy Award-winning talk show host, but I'm being very cautious as to what is happening here on the mic. So remember, you have to be careful what you say, or we could yank you off, because Andy, our technical maestro, has the power to cut you off.
Who says young Republicans don't have a sense of humor?
They did then, and I love that he sent me that article. So bravo to Bob for the big follow-up on that. All right, something that you might be interested in your backyard. How many of you, raise your hand, and I have my special infrared glasses on, like cereal? How many of you like cereal? Well, I'm reading this story that salmonella has been linked to Honey Smacks cereal, and they're saying 100 cases of it. Wow. So the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that 27 more people have gotten sick in this big outbreak. And this is a Kellogg's cereal. So that's 100 people. I'm sure Kellogg's is freaking out. They don't want that. Honey Smacks, you see them when you go down the aisle, it has the ridiculous frog on the front and the little snap thing that comes out. You notice it. There's no question about it. So Honey Smacks, you might want to stay away from if they're getting that many cases. And they say symptoms last 4 to 7 days, and then most people do improve with treatment, but some get hospitalized. I can't even imagine getting salmonella poisoning. I can't. Florida and Colorado were the latest states to report illness as part of the outbreak. Now, what they're saying is avoid eating and retailers not to sell this Honey Smack stuff because of the chances of it. So they're telling the public to let everybody know if that happens. So now you wonder, how did it get salmonella? It somehow got exposed to that, this batch of Honey Smacks.
Well, everybody knows that you should actually eat Honeycomb and not Honey Smacks. It's a superior honey cereal because they've got the Honeycomb hideout after all. And without the Honeycomb hideout, what do we have?
And hopefully 5 people in the audience got that. For everybody listening in New Orleans, don't worry. The show has not gone off the rails. Please. As we kind of move around, you know, this is interesting. We're going to talk about movies coming up in one of our upcoming segments here. As I mentioned, that movie's in the Man Cave. The movie pass stocks, I was just reading something. I don't know how many of you believe in getting a movie pass. So if you go to the movies a lot, the idea is you get this movie pass. And if you get the movie pass, it won't cost you very much. And you can see movies, like, basically, not for free, but so much cheaper. Plus you get discounts on, you know, what they serve up at the food stands and whatnot. But they're saying the movie pass stock is 19 cents. 19 cents is what it is. So the stock has fallen 99% to as low as 17 cents per share from $39 last October. That was just after MoviePass announced it was cutting its price to $10 a month. MoviePass has 3 million subscribers, but the cost, I guess, has caused analysts to wonder how sustainable the company can be if they're doing that. So what do you think, Paul, with the whole idea of the MoviePass? And that's crazy if the stock plummeted like that.
I really wanted to get on board with MoviePass and get a subscription, but of course we never got around to it because we don't watch as many movies as we did just a few years back. We were pretty voracious just as recently as a few years ago, but we've really cut back on the movies we see, partly because there's just not as many good movies out there. So, but it, for like $99 a year, you get to see one movie a day. If you work from home or you're part-time or something, it's a pretty darn good deal if you're a movie buff.
Yeah, I think it would be a good deal if you are, but then for the stock it's not, and how long can it last? Because if it really keeps tanking, then it'll just go out of business anyway. So if you do have a movie pass, start seeing a bunch of movies so it pays off.
Yeah, start cramming.
Or they call it binge watching. Just binge watch the movies, not just what's on the tube, because that's not good. That doesn't bode well for it. When you start to see it plummet that way, people get nervous. All right, Emmys were announced today, or they were announced on Thursday, and the series that the dramatic series that are nominees for it, you know, that were announced as nominees: The Americans, The Crown, Game of Thrones, Handmaiden's Tale, Stranger Things, This Is Us, and Westworld. Of those series, we've watched, so all of you listening, this is just kind of my mind candy when I have the time, because I'm, of course, a voracious reader and I'm busy with the shows and whatnot, but The Crown on Netflix, I watched Game of Thrones, I watched Stranger Things, and a little bit of Westworld. So how about that?
Yeah, we originally watched The Americans the first few seasons, and it was really good, but there was just so many shows coming out, we just kind of drifted off of that, and we've got to really kind of catch up with that. We love, The Crown is awesome. It's just, it's must-see TV. It's really good. It's done,
it's good for everybody.
It's done in a classic, traditional style, and it's really fascinating and funny. I never really got it. Game of Thrones should have been one of those shows that I just really got into, but for some reason I couldn't get into it. Maybe because it was not based on history but on fiction. But yeah.
And then it's interesting. My favorite actor, Jason Bateman, and I watched this. Paul didn't watch it. It's called Ozark. It's on Netflix. It's really good. A little dark, but really good. He's up for lead actor, so I love that. And Claire Foy for The Crown, she played Queen Elizabeth, and that is just a great show for anybody listening. I mean, anybody listening. All right, hang with us. Coming up, Man Cave and Movies here on ATN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. How did the meeting between President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin go? Tennessee Republican Bob Corker, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, puts it bluntly.
The president's comments made us look as a nation more like a pushover.
Republican Jeff Flake of Arizona was even more blunt.
I thought it was shameful, and I never thought I'd see an American president throw the intelligence community under the bus like that and agree with a dictator, authoritarian like he did. So it's not a good day for the country.
Former Obama CIA Director John Brennan says the press conference was nothing short of treasonous. Mr. Trump chose Putin's denial over the assessment of U.S. intelligence agencies by saying he doesn't see any reason why Russia would interfere in U.S. elections. Coming to the president's defense, Senator Rand Paul tells ABC it's okay to be civil on the world stage. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For that. That did. Woo! That made the show. That made the cut. Fantastic. For all of you aspiring out there to do jingles and to create some segments for radio, it's a pretty high bar. And it's been set by Andy with Man Cave. Go into the Man Cave. So we are in the Man Cave. And what does it mean when you're in the Man Cave? Well, picture yourself sitting back doing nothing, hanging out, throwing your shoes on the floor, have a little shoe farm, and you got big screen TVs, you're trying to decide what you're going to watch next, and most likely, some of what you're watching is what's happening in the sports world. And one of the things that's happening in the sports world, no shocker, is the paparazzi that are swarming LeBron, because he is the king of Los Angeles. It took him 2 seconds to decide, I'm leaving Cleveland. I gave them a championship. I'm gone. So who's he hanging out with? Al Pacino and Leonardo DiCaprio. That's the kind of company that he's going to keep on a regular basis. Not that he couldn't do it before, but he was spotted at a Beverly Hills restaurant with those two. And this is just the beginning, I think, for LeBron to be very TMZ-like. There's going to be a lot of paparazzi that follow him around. He's going to have this Los Angeles lifestyle, not like he didn't before. He has two homes in L.A., but there's kind of a difference between the attention you get in Los Angeles in an off season versus living there full time.
It's like the LeBron James mafia going on over there. You got Al Pacino and Leo DiCaprio.
Leo DiCaprio, because you know what? They want to be near greatness, and they're Laker fans. So they'll be there courtside. And I heard from somebody the other day that courtside seats, one ticket, one game, 24,000 base rate.
What?
24,000 for one ticket. That's incredible. Like the nosebleeds, $800.
Crazy.
So they're going to make a lot of money back up, the bus family, for what's been happening in Los Angeles. And it's interesting because LeBron's agent, Rich Paul, said, you know, what went into the decision to sign with the Lakers? He said, Isaiah Thomas reminds everyone how great he was with the Celts. And, you know, you've got all these others that are doing similar things. So LeBron, and what his agent said is he gave LeBron James some advice. He said, think about what team you want to go to. He said, it was solely about basketball, but, you know, there's a reason why he looked at Philadelphia, because he did look at Philadelphia because clearly he thought they were a team that could go somewhere. But he said he wanted to say this. He wanted, his agent wanted to make sure people knew. He said, no one really knew what we were doing or what we were going to do. There was a lot of speculation. We don't have sources. For those that do talk to myself, I gave them as much information as I could. It was what he wanted to do, what made him happy. He earned that being in his 16th season. You don't have athletes in their 16th season being the number one free agent. And I love that he said that because he makes a great point. Of course the teams wanted him, but to be the number one free agent when you're in the league 16 years shows what an incredibly superior athlete LeBron James is.
Wait. LeBron James has not been in the NBA for 16 years.
Yes, he has.
Years.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it makes you feel old. It makes you feel old if you're listening. How we pass time. You know, we pass time through presidents when we talk politics. Okay, this administration, and they have the second administration. And then you start to look and you say, well, wait a second. Weren't we just back in the Bush years? And now all of a sudden, I mean, it just flies by. Time really does. And I measure time by events. And LeBron James, 16 years, is crazy.
Okay, my mind is officially blown now.
Yeah.
And I'm only drinking sparkling water, too.
I think that it was smart for him as a sports person. And you can catch my NBC sports radio show, by the way, on the weekend when I'm not doing America Tonight. On the weekends, and I'm not speaking, on the weekends, I do a show. It's on SiriusXM 205, and it's on fabulous stations just like these across the country, or you can download the app, NBC Sports Radio, and I talk about that. But it's on from 3 to 6. My show is on from 3 to 6 Saturday and Sunday. Okay, so LeBron has been a heavy, heavy topic, and that's why we invited you to the Man Cave, because we do nail the score, and I know a lot of people that are paying attention to America Tonight, which is, I say, what people want to talk about, the crossroads of kind of everything that people want to talk about. We talked about, Paul and I talked about the salmonella thing with the cereal. We talked to Bob Ney about how he had an incident like Sacha Baron Cohen where he got tripped up and was duped and it wasn't a real reporter. And then going in the Man Cave, where, like I said, we're dishing up a little bit of sports, and LeBron James is the big story. You can know nothing about sports. I think you really know who this guy is. Now, speaking of pranks, a youth pastor, Matt Malone, helped pull off one of the best prank calls, they say, in recent years. Earlier this month, he and Jesse McMurray from East Tennessee called Alabama football coach Nick Saban, who suffers no fools, Paul. And what they did is they called him posing as the father of a kicker from Happy Valley, a small high school in Elizabethton, Tennessee, and McMurray asked when Alabama's going to have the kicker on campus for a visit, and then they had this conversation. It was about 2 minutes long, and Saban acknowledges that he's currently on vacation, which prompts the one guy to say he is going on vacation to Myrtle Beach in late July. So then they start having this conversation about that, and I guess it was pretty funny.
So you said he suffers no fools, Paul. Why would you say?
Well, that? No, he suffers no fools, meaning Nick Saban. It'd be pretty tough to prank him.
Why would you say that about your husband?
We are going off the rails again. No, Nick Saban is such a revered coach, but he is tough as nails and he's hard to crack. And so that prank call actually worked out, which is crazy that worked out. It really, really is. Okay, I want to bring this up because I know a lot of you are poker players. So how about Phil Hellmuth winning his 15th World Series of Poker bracelet with pocket threes he had? You and I used to watch a lot of that.
That's crazy. Pocket threes and 15th. That's his 15th bracelet?
Yeah.
That's insane. I mean, like, yeah, he does have to be the GOAT. He is the GOAT, greatest of all time.
And here, greatest of all time, so Phil Hellmuth, that is, we have to get him on the show. He's made over $14 million in his career. He's going to take home $485,082. That's what he gets.
Well, yeah, and the endorsements are worth probably 10 times that.
Oh, yeah, and he's so funny. I mean, he's a crusher. He is. He, I mean, have those pockets. To have those pocket, what did I say, pocket threes, and just to come out that way, good for him. And, you know, there was some retweeting and tweeting and all that kind of stuff that went on between a couple of the poker dudes, and I don't know how many of you listening play cards. And that's kind of a good discussion to have. Cards, to me, was a normal part of growing up. We played cards from the time I was little, from Crazy Eights on. I think I learned how to play cards when I was five, but you didn't. That was something that wasn't allowed.
I was a good little Protestant boy. We didn't play cards. It wasn't really not allowed. We just didn't play it.
How come you didn't play cards? I mean, what did you do?
I don't know. The adults went and played it, like Pinochle or whatever the heck kind of names they had for their silly games.
Pinochle's actually a really good game. I played Pinochle. I learned how to... I had an aunt. I don't know how many... I mean, actually, this would be a good poll to have. How many of you play cards? Go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, KateDelaneyRadio.com, and click on contact and sign up for this. And I'll give for anyone who does that, I'll give you a copy of my book, Invade the Man Cave or Level the Playing Field. But I'm curious, in our unofficial poll, I'll call it an unofficial poll, what is your favorite card game? Is it Pinochle? Is it Hearts? Is it poker? Texas Hold'em, some form of poker? What is it that you like to play if you play cards? And I'm curious if this audience is a card-playing audience. Because tonight, one of the things I talk about, Paul, in my speech is I say you have to go all in, patience pays, and you stack the deck. And one of the guys, we were with an agent tonight. You and I were with a pretty well-known agent. We had dinner with an agent, and he said, stack the deck. I said, you know, I did a speech, and nobody knew what stack the deck was. I was stunned, and I explained it, and they loved it. But he said, boy, that's a term you don't hear very much. And I thought, because you don't play cards.
No, I hear it. Because I hang around you. Every metaphor you use is about cards somehow, because you lived in Vegas and then corrupted all those young boys who worked at the radio station, teaching them how to gamble and just... all kinds of debauchery that you led those boys, those wholesome Midwestern boys into.
One thing that you play is you play solitaire, right? Do you like solitaire?
I do like solitaire. I don't play it that much anymore. We play dummy rummy now.
Yeah, Paul and I actually do play rummy, and I think rummy is a pretty fun game. That might be something that some of you play. Do you play rummy? Do you play bridge? Do you play solitaire, hearts? I'm really, really curious. Help me out on this one, because I want to do an unofficial poll and go deeper. I'm just curious if cards is kind of not, is out there now and people don't like to play it. So go to KateDelaneyRadio.com and click on contact and let me know that way. That would be terrific. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about movies that are new this week, including Hotel Transylvania, Skyscraper, and Dark Money. Kate Delaney on with the Hubs, Paul hanging out in the studio with me for a special couple of segments. Hang with us here on ATN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Paul here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And every week we do the cheap movie review. And Paul, so I'm just curious, what's your favorite movie? I don't know that I've ever asked you that question. What's your favorite movie of all time?
Man, I would have to think about that because growing up, my favorite movie of all time was Star Wars. I saw it when I was 5 years old in the theaters when it came out. And it was just mind-blowing to see that at 5 years old. But, of course, it's just been played so much, and there's been so many great sequels and stuff that I would really have to think about what my favorite movie is now that it's, I mean, it's obviously, you know, one of the greatest movies made, but I would have to say I've kind of outgrown it. I'm always going to go see the Star Wars franchise movies. We didn't see the last one, but we'll definitely catch it. So I would have to really think about that.
Do you think the Star Wars has been ruined by these new prequels and whatnot?
I haven't seen Solo. We haven't seen Solo, the most recent one. But I heard there was a lot of controversy about that they ruined it. But so far, you know, I don't think they have.
All right, so our first movie that we're looking at is one for the kids for sure, and it's very popular, Hotel Transylvania 3, animation with kids, always works. And if it's working, they'll make a second one, the third one, they'll run it into the ground, Hollywood will, and I can't blame them for that. So here's a snippet of Hotel Transylvania 3. We're going to the next movie because Hotel Transylvania is not available at the second. The projector broke. So our audio projector broke. So we're going to go to the next movie. And the next movie on our list is Skyscraper with The Rock. Check it out.
Ask you guys a question. Daddy loves who?
Me.
Daddy loves who?
Me.
Exactly. Daddy's gonna go make that bacon.
Gross.
Mr. Sawyer, is your family enjoying their stay?
Very much so. They're shocked. You gave us the entire floor.
After your security assessment, what do you think of the building?
With all due respect, he's a glorified security guard. Please.
The Pearl is the tallest, most advanced building in the world. You've built a vertical city. But you brought with it every single safety and security challenge that I could think of.
We thought this floor was empty.
So did I.
Not only have you brought them all indoors, but you've trapped them 240 floors in the air. No one really knows what would happen if things go wrong. But I'm just a glorified security guard, so what the hell do I know anyway? What's going on?
The 96th floor is on fire.
You're going to be just fine, I promise you that.
No! Tell me, how much do you love your family?
If we're gonna get out of here, you're gonna have to tell me the truth.
There's a reason we chose this building.
The Rock, his family trapped in a skyscraper, not a good situation. Perfect for The Rock. He's great for these kinds of movies. I think it finds an audience, Paul. What do you think? And if not streaming, this is one of those mindless streaming movies.
Well, he's the highest paid actor on earth, so obviously somebody's going to watch his movies. And, you know, the guy is so charismatic and talented, I wish he would do some
good movies,
some, you know, better screenplays, because he's got the chops to do some better stuff. And it's just kind of a little baffling to me, some of the choices he makes. But I mean, the Fast and the Furious franchise is obviously a huge moneymaker, so I understand that. But some of the other stuff, I think he should just be a little better with the picking of screenplays.
All right, so Skyscraper, it's 1 hour, 42 minutes, action-adventure. I agree with Paul on that one. All right, so coming up next on our list of movies to see, Dark Money. Check this out.
You know, the number one rule of political or watchdog reporting is follow the money.
John Adams here. I covered the legislature for the Great Falls Tribune.
A source of mine had come across something that I might be interested in.
Voters
voters in your district had never seen something.
No, this was a whole new political attack.
They send out all these mailings. They don't care if they lie.
Nobody knows who they are.
They call them dark money groups, and that's exactly what they are.
Corporation funnels money to a dark money group. They send out postcards attacking the opponent. When that candidate gets elected, they support the agenda of the corporation.
I don't know how to fight them. I can't pick up the phone and say, hey, what's your interest in candidate X? Because I don't know who they are.
And it's not just Montana.
Campaign finance is the gateway to every other issue that you might care about.
Americans are barraged by these political advertisements that are funded by who knows whom. We don't even know if they're domestic.
Politics is just child's play to business. They know how to manipulate the system. You can buy the politicians, you can buy the judges.
When I first got to the FEC, I thought that we would work together on issues such as disclosure.
If they fails 3-3, Ocean fails 3-3, that fails 3-3.
The FEC will not enforce the law.
New allegations in court against a leading legislator.
What's at stake is whether or not Art Wittig broke Montana campaign finance laws.
Do we care enough to demand that politicians comply with our campaign laws?
The bottom line is, did Wittig know that he was receiving all of these services?
I'm going to call it like I see it. This man cheated.
The people who want to keep dark money have a real problem. The public does not agree with them.
They want a government that works for them. It doesn't work for special interests, doesn't work for political parties, it works for them.
This is scary stuff, but I think this is the proving ground now for the American experiment.
All right, so Dark Money, a political thriller. It's a documentary, and it talks about these elections and untraceable corporate money. I say bravo. I would love to see it. I want to see where that money goes. In 30 seconds, what do you think?
Looks really exciting. It's a documentary. It's a political thriller almost, but it's real life, so it's right up our alley as far as the kind of movies we like. It combines everything, so you're trying to rush me, and so that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, that's called 30 seconds. It's a time cue. All right, we're going to trail out with this one because I want to make sure everybody gets a taste of this, because this is the lighter side. Grandchildren, children, these are the little nuggets that you would take to see this. Transylvania 3. Thanks, Paul.
What can I help you with, Lord of Darkness?
I'm looking for a date.
The date is Friday, July 13th.
No, I want to meet someone.
Understood. You want to eat dim sum.
Don't you get it? I want to go on a date. I'm lonely.
I understand. You want baloney.
Too many eyes. Too few eyes. Not into pentacles.
Dad?
Maybe.
You're stressed out from working too hard. You need a vacation from running everyone else's vacation. And I know just how to fix it.
Mavis. Where are we going? A cruise?
Surprise!
Oh, no.
Dad! Come on, there's so much to do. You could go scuba diving. Try some exotic food. Or just enjoy the view.
Okay, Dad, thank you.
Maybe you'll find your own fireworks on the cruise.
It's not the love boat, Frank.
Ahoy there! I am Captain Erica.
You must be the one and only...
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.